One, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I realize that a lot of organizations, a lot of churches have closed for today. I thank you for coming out and for being a part of our worship. We do ask that you would kind of separate and kind of scatter out in among the congregation, and that we maintain caution as our health officials have advised. But nevertheless, we're not driven by fear. We're driven by the faith that we have in God. And the house of God is the house of prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, our greatest threat is not the coronavirus. Our greatest threat is sin. It's destroying the nation. It's causing people to not have confidence that God is going to lead them. And I want to thank you for braving and for coming out today, because we're not going to be driven by fear. One thing I learned from an early age, my mother told me, you're going to die anyway. And it's not that we want to risk things, but we want to, more importantly than anything else, we want to repent before God as a nation and let God know that we're sorry for the sins that we have committed. I've heard our leaders talking about things going wrong, but I haven't heard anybody suggest as a nation, let us pray. Let us pray. And that's what we're going to do today. I appreciate Joe opening up in prayer and Reverend Gibbons leading us in the Word of God, because in times like these, this is not a playtime. And yes, that's a real threat with the coronavirus, but that's not the last plague that this world is going to see. That's not the last rebuke that God is going to send. But one thing I do know, God is a God of love, and he's a God of mercy. So let's look to his word today as we shall turn in our Bibles to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to consume my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that is what I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Here's our verse. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And that rock is Jesus. That rock is our Savior. You may be seated. Father, thank you for allowing us to assemble together. We've advised for our elders, those who are prone to illness and at risk, we've advised them to stay home, but prayerfully that this message will get to them and they'll be able to receive the Word of God. But Father, we have an issue that we have to get right today. We, your people, have sinned. We've sinned against you. Our leaders have not turned to you. I don't know those that may have, but I haven't heard many. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard any say, let us pray. But all over our world, not just for the United States, because it reads that you so love the world. All over our world, people need your help. They need your help in South America and in Italy and in Europe. They need your help in China. They're trying to fight something that is greater than them, but nothing is greater than God. But Father, we want to do something today. We want to repent. We want to tell you that we're sorry for our sins that we've committed against you. And you have every right to bring your judgment upon us, because, Lord, even we, your church, have fallen so short of your glory. We've grown in our pride, in our arrogance, and we boast about what we have. And Father, we've turned our back on the truth, And I pray that you'd forgive us. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Help us, God, that we can turn our attention to you in these evil times. Bless us now as we open up your word, that your word would indeed direct us, that it would guide us and help us through these times. We humbly ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. And all the people of God said, amen. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. We want to just share a few thoughts today, and then we're going to invite each one of you before we close to have prayer. And you don't have to come to the altar, but I'm just going to ask that you stand where you are and we have prayer and talk to God. Question came to mind, are we directed by our God or are we driven by fear? Are we directed by God or are we driven by fear? Let's deal with what we call the fear factor. Fear drives people because the first thing that happens as we turn from God, our confidence in God is something that is no longer something we depend on. The level of confidence has gone down. People are saying, even the experts, we don't know what to do. Church, we know what to do. We know that God has called us to prayer, to seek him and to honor his name. Yes, these are fearful times, but God has not moved. He has not changed who he is, and now is not the time for us to act irrationally, or certainly not to act in fear. Now, certainly we have listened to those who have said to us we're facing a virus, and we want to listen and take heed to what the health officials are telling us, but there's something else that's going on. This has not only caused us to pay attention to the virus, but the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. And the spirit of fear is driving people to say things and to do things that the rational person, the person who said to themselves, wait a minute, let me think for a moment. Now, we've had other illnesses. We've had other conditions. And didn't God bring us through those? Didn't God make a way out of no way? Didn't God provide? Some of us have gone through times where we have had struggles in our life. Did not God take you through those times? So our confidence today is in the living God. And I can tell you that because we've had all of these developments, all of these things that go on, now people are saying, well, we don't need God. And God is demonstrating to us, you do need me. If ever was a time that we needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. So the question is this, is panic the mode or is withdrawal, is it a time where we should withdraw from what's important or is it a time that God's people would draw near to him? Second thing we have to deal with in this matter is that people are suffering from anxiety because they're not seeking God. The Bible tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. When people are fearful, as it says in Leviticus, here's what happens to them. They're going to run. They're going to flee as if fleeing from an army when it's just a leaf that's wavering in the wind. When people turn from God, when people will not put their trust in God, they have nothing to put their hope in. I've said it many times. I could not be an atheist. I cannot imagine waking up and not having someone to put my hope in. We trusted in man. We've seen man failing us. We've trusted in governments, and we've seen how they have not been able to respond. Ladies and gentlemen, God is still on the throne. He's still working miracles. He's still providing for his people, and all we need to do is turn our attention toward heaven. I didn't write it down, but one of the things that it says when you face these things, when you face these crises, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. God did not call us to fear. He called us to faith. He called us to trust in him. Jesus spoke of the end times as being a time of great fear, great panic where people will panic, and we're seeing that now. And I want to tell you, I've read Revelation, and this is not the end of the plagues. This is not the end of those diseases and distresses among nations. But Jesus said this, the earth, on the earth there will be distress among nations with perplexity, men's hearts failing them. Well, look at this, for fear and for looking after those things that are coming upon the earth. Now, while we'd be the first to acknowledge, yes, this is something that we should take seriously, ladies and gentlemen, if Christ is in your heart, you can't have Jesus and fear also. Act responsibly, but put your hands in the hands of the man who stilled the water. Put your hands in the hands of the man that calmed the sea. Our trust is in Jesus Christ. And ever was a time that we should trust him, that time is now. Many times I've cried before the Lord because I recognize that these things are happening because of our sin. But I didn't say, God, their sin. I said, God, my sin. There have been times in my own life where I've rebelled against the word of God. I've gone against the things that he wanted me to do. And I just wanted God to know that I'm sorry. And I need his help. I need him to guide me and to help me and my family and my church family that we might continue to serve him. There's another reason why we didn't close service today. Tomorrow, there'll be hungry children who need help. There'll be parents wondering, what am I going to do to feed my children? You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I might not be able to solve all the problems in the world, but I'm going to go out there, and we're going to hand out food, and we're going to help people, because that's what God called us to do. He did not call us to stand in a corner and wish things away. He called us to pray and to be bold in the Spirit and to understand that our God is still leading us in such a time as this. If God could lead Israel, if he could lead them through the desert and they had nothing but God, if he could provide them with water, Joe, if he could give them manna from a place that they didn't even know where it came from, if God could lead them by that pillar of the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, let me tell you something, that cloud is still on reserve. That manna still has a magnificent store, so that if we need him, all we've got to do is call on him and God can make a way out of nowhere. How many of you agree with that? Thank God for his power. Thank God for his victory. Lastly, the Bible talks about it and warns us against this thing called fear. It says, if the foundations be destroyed, Psalms 11 and verse 3, what can the righteous do? We can pray. We can ask God. We can begin to seek him. We can say to God, Lord, we're sorry for the things that we've done, but now we turn our attention to you. God, we say to you in all sincerity that, Lord, we need you in our lives. The king in the Old Testament was surrounded by the enemies. And as he thought on the army that was coming against him and all of the forces that were coming against him, he said, Lord, our eyes are upon you. And this enemy we cannot fight against. They're too strong for us. There are too many of them. But our eyes are upon you. Saints of God, our eyes are upon the Lord. Our eyes are upon this God who brought us this far by faith. And by faith, he'll lead us on. I'm going to hurry up and close this message. But I want to give you this verse also. Look at what it says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. That fear did not come from God. That fear came from this world. It came from us not depending on God. It came from us having our own confidence in ourselves. But what did God give us? God gave us the spirit of power. And whether you render that as ability or as authority, either way, we got it from God, and that means that we can keep on in our faith. But he gave us also love and a sound mind. He gave us a mind to not look at the things that we're seeing. It's rendered in the New Living Translation, a calm and well-balanced mind of discipline and self-control. When we have that mind of Christ Jesus, we can make it through any storm. Some of you face some of the horrific things in your life, loss of loved ones. You face diseases yourself.
You faced trouble and trials, and God brought you through every one of them. And I want to tell you, saints of God, God is not finished with his work in you. He that has begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So when we look to God and we think about his amazing grace, there are things that we have to recognize that's given in this verse. First of all, the Lord is my light. He's my light. You can render that understanding or the ability to see, but the Lord is my light. Not the things that man shows us, but the things that only God can show you. But it doesn't stop by saying the Lord is my light. It says the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And I want to tell you, the psalmist that wrote this, he was going through some struggles. Some of you right now, even after the coronavirus has been, or they've discovered a vaccine for it, even after that, you've still got your problems. You've still got your needs. There's still going to be a storm after this and one after this until we get to glory. But do you not know that God is your strength and your salvation? And when you are weak, when you don't know what to do, God says, I will be your strength. But not only that, I'll be your strength over your fear. Over your fear. We serve a God that comes into your situation, and he not only turns it around, he turns you around. He allows you to see that you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be fearful of what's coming after this world. But then he also says to us that he's our protection in trouble. God is our protector. He's our protector. And we used to sing the song back in the old church, Jesus be a fence around me. Now, he's going to literally protect you from all harm and evil when you trust him, when you put your confidence in him, when you know that he's the one that's driving your life and not the fear of this world. It says in this verse, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh or to consume me, they stumbled and fell. As we pray today, and it's not because we can pray so well, not because that we feel they were so great, but we serve a God who answers prayer. We're going to pray that this COVID-19 would bow its knee to the name of Jesus. It's got to bow, because the Bible said that every knee shall bow to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in his authority. He said, when my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And even though a host encamps against me, if I'm besieged, if I'm faced with all kinds of evil around me, that doesn't change God. That doesn't change who he is, because God is all powerful. He said, I will be confident in the Lord. I'll be confident in his strength, and God's power is going to lead me through it. Now he gets to this thing, though a host encamp against me, though war rise, I'll not be afraid. Ladies and gentlemen, he's with you in trouble. There will not be a storm that you will ever go through that God will abandon you and say, you know what, you're on your own right now. The only time that we're on our own is when we turn our back on God. But when we turn to him, even when we've sinned, God told the nation of Israel, even when you are in a foreign land because of your sin, even when you're at a place where you know you've done wrong, if you would just turn your face toward me. We serve a merciful God, who is not just willing, God is able to forgive you of your sin and to heal you. My prayer is that God would forgive this nation. And I know there are people that are joining with me all across this country right now, because we're planning on putting this on Facebook. I said Facebook. Amen. Yeah, it is a Facebook. Amen. As we trust God today, he's going to do some mighty things. But then lastly, we have God's presence. We have God's presence. If the Lord doesn't change it, if God doesn't allow us to find a cure, you know who we still got? We've got God. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, here's the way I read this. He's going to be with us all the way to glory. And then when we get in glory, it's going to be solved then. I don't look for life to get comfortable anymore. I really don't. I don't look for things to get easy anymore. I want to have good days, and my dad would say, I want to have some good days as I look toward the end. But the thing is, if it doesn't change, If we have to struggle all the way to glory, God said, I'll walk every step with you. Every tear you cry, I'll be right there to help you. I'll be right there to guide you and to keep you. Here's what the psalmist closes with, or in this verse we're going to close with. He says, one thing I've desired of the Lord, and this is what I will seek after. This is what I'm going to put my mind on. He said that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and to behold the beauty of the Lord. Notice all the days of my life. That I would dwell in the house of the Lord. Do you not know that God builds you a tabernacle? As a matter of fact, that tabernacle, you can pick it up and move it from place to place. So that when you need a refuge, you've got a tabernacle. You've got a place that you can run to. You've got strength in God. When you come under his name and under his authority, God is faithful and he will not fail. Your place of safety is in the living God. My place of safety is in the living God. And if God has brought us safe thus far, there's no doubt in my mind, he's going to lead us every step of the way. His presence never fails. Let's pray. I'm going to ask that you stand and let's pray together. Father God, we have realized that man's solutions are wearing out. The man-made remedies, they only last for a short time and then they fade. And we find ourselves back struggling. But God, we thank you for the refuge that we have in Christ. And Lord, we turn our attention to you. We ask that you would help us now to find strength through your word. Give us understanding so that we would know how to live. And in times where people are buying up everything to hoard it to themselves, let us go out and buy that we might give to those in need. That we can help someone who's struggling and let them know that Jesus Christ is the answer. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together today. And we're not here to defy anybody. We're here to cry out to God. Please help us. Please help us. We're not here to rebel against the system. We're here, Lord, to lift our voices in this place and to let you know, God, if ever was a time that we need you now. People are afraid, but God, we have faith today. We believe in the power of your word. Help us now. This is our earnest plea in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by his authority. We pray. And all the believers said, amen, amen. If there's